From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says North Korea's decision to suspend nuclear and long-range missile tests and close its nuclear test site is a tribute to what the UN Security Council can accomplish.
When the Security Council is united and adopts together important measures, they have an impact on the ground and they make things change. And today, I believe in North Korea, the path is open for the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea made the announcement saying it will never use nuclear weapons nor transfer nuclear weapons or nuclear technology under any circumstances unless there are nuclear threats and provocation against the DPRK. Following the announcement, U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted the announcement as very good news for North Korea and the world and said he's looking forward to a summit. Acting Secretary of State John Sullivan says North Korea is an egregious human rights abuser, but says it's not alone.
China continues to spread the worst features of its authoritarian system, including restrictions on activists, civil society, freedom of expression, and the use of arbitrary surveillance.
The State Department report lists four nations, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, and also condemns the violence against Burma's Rohingya minority. The Israeli military has killed four Palestinians, including a 15-year-old boy, according to Gaza health authorities. Officials say more than 150 people were wounded Friday in the protests at the Gaza-Israeli border. More than 30 people have been killed since the protests started 4 weeks ago. Media accounts say several thousand protesters came near the Gaza-Israeli border demonstration Friday, but most of them gathered in tent camps along the border. This is VOA News. The United Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says that the war-ravaged country has had a very dangerous week.
There was a lot of moments when we were extremely concerned. But I think that we have seen that the Russian and the U.S. military to military, the conflicting mechanism has been working.
Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov claims that the United States inquired about Moscow's positions in Syria prior to last week's U.S. and allied airstrikes and avoided those areas. He adds that despite rising tensions between Moscow and Washington, the U.S. ensured that Russian personnel and positions were not targeted during attacks against the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad after suspected chemical attacks on the town of Douma. The Indian cabinet has approved the death penalty for a convicted rapist of children under the age of 12. This is to help stem a worrying rise in violent crime against young girls and women. The emergency executive order was announced Saturday following a meeting called by the Prime Minister in the wake of nationwide outrage over the brutal gang rape and murder of an 8-year-old girl and other rape cases of minor girls. The UN Refugee Agency has announced and denounced the latest forcible deportations of Nigerian refugees to violence-prone Borno State by Cameroon, calling it a violation of international law. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed at what appears to be an unsettling pattern of forced returns. So far this year, the UNHCR reports Cameroon has forcibly deported 385 Nigerians to Borno State, the majority of them this month. Most recently, the agency reports 118 Nigerian asylum seekers were forcibly returned on April 17th. Just a week earlier, on April 10th, 160 Nigerian refugees and asylum seekers were deported.
Several former U.S. presidents are among the hundreds of mourners paying tribute in their respects this Saturday to former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died Tuesday at the age of 92. She was the wife of the 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush, the country's 43rd president. In addition to her husband and oldest son, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton are among the former presidents to attend Bush's funeral at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in the southern city of Houston, Texas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.